Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So it's Thursday, and we're continuing our discussion on maintaining your ideal weight. And today I want to talk about food as energy for performance. I've always been envious of those people that eat what they should eat, not what they want to eat. I've always been one of those people that tries to be good about what they eat, but doesn't always succeed. And if there's something I really want, I'll do it. But there's certain people, and you know some of them, I'm sure, that are just so disciplined about what they put in their mouth. And many of those people don't get a lot of enjoyment out of the food that they eat. I'm not there, but sometimes it would be nice to be there. One of the things we look at is how what you ingest affects your performance. And athletes know this intuitively, and top athletes are very cognizant of what they're putting in their mouth and what their diet looks like. But for the rest of us that are out in the business world every day, do you really think about how what you eat affects your mood, affects your performance, and affects your energy levels? And I think that is really critical. So things that you've heard before, I'm sure, that make a big difference in terms of maintaining your energy level, it's just not overeating. If you have small meals, multiple small meals, 4 or 5 meals a day, as opposed to having 3 big ones, it makes a big difference. And if you have that huge pasta dish at lunch, it's going to weigh you down, and by 2 o'clock, you're going to be falling asleep at your desk. But if you get smart about it and you eat a salad with protein on it, like chicken or fish, you won't have that crash later in the day. Your performance will be better. You'll think more clearly. So it's all about maintaining energy levels. And the simplest way to do it is to start with smaller meals. Pay more attention to how the food makes you feel hours later. It begins with just getting a little bit more disciplined and making better choices. I'm right there with you. This is a struggle of mine, and it's something that I'm working through as we speak, but I'm making strides, and I'm noticing a big difference in my energy levels as I do it. So if you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator Daily, hit the subscribe button on Stitcher or on iTunes, and just commit to joining me for a few minutes each day. It costs you nothing, and we can all use a mental adjustment, so I'd love to do it with you each day. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me for tomorrow's 90-Second Navigator. We're going to discuss the concept of making the decision to be where you want to be in terms of your diet and your health. But for today, just remember, food is energy for you. Get very clear about what you're putting into your body and get disciplined around how the process works for you.